Welcome once again to the ESU Buzz, and we are very excited to be joined by Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at the Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, to kind of preview some of the activities coming up at PayRock. Dr. Mays, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
We're doing all right. So just looking at the one of our part-timers is thoroughly excited about what is going to be taking place tomorrow at PayRock, and I wanted to kind of start with that big activity, which is coming up regarding sharks.
Yes, excellent. I'm so excited as well to share this, and I do want to make sure that everybody knows that this is actually going to be taking place at Albert Taylor Hall in Plum Hall. And so we do have a professor that's going to be coming. He's a shark expert and has won many awards for his outreach and public engagement, talks about his work with shark conservation. And so Dr. David Schiffman will be coming to ESU to share that knowledge. And so, yes, he will be here, and the public is invited. It's a free talk in Albert Taylor Hall tomorrow evening at 7 p.m.
So what is the title of his new book?
Yes, his new book is called Why Sharks Matter, A Deep Dive with the World's Most Misunderstood Predator. And so mostly, you know, what we hear about with sharks is kind of in the news. It's not always good news when we hear about sharks. And so Dr. Schiffman's going to give us the opportunity to learn more about these amazing animals and the role that they have in the ocean ecosystems. And so it should be a really great event.
I know that the PayRock, I think, in a large way, and correct me if I'm wrong, Daphne, is it's really been focused a lot on local slash area flora, fauna, and fish life. So how important is this to be able to bring somebody in with you know, a topic that a lot of people are really interested in but has nothing to do with the area?
Yeah, I think that's a great point. We do, at the PayRock, focus on the wonders that are right outside our door. And, of course, us being in Kansas, when it comes to aquatics, that's freshwater. And so we do focus on our native species mostly. But we have the opportunity to invite Dr. Schiffman. And as we all know, that our freshwater does lead to the ocean. And so we are all connected. And the actions, and I think that Dr. Schiffman will share with us during his talk, you know, what we do matters. And we can have a positive impact with shark conservation efforts. And so, you know, another cool point that I just like to mention about his visit is that he grew up loving sharks and as a kid wanted to become a marine biologist. And I can't tell you the number of students in our community, young and even ESU students, that are interested in becoming marine biologists. And so this is just another great opportunity to bring in, you know, an expert that understands that passion and to show those students that you can continue your studies and do really great work.
It's Why Sharks Matter, the science and policy behind saving threatened sharks, and Dr. David Schiffman will be making that presentation. Albert Taylor Hall in Plum Hall, 7 p.m. tomorrow night. Doors open at 6:30. Again, we're talking with Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Prophet Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, which, I got to tell you, Daphne, is one busy and active place. You know, social media, you're very active. You have all kinds of events and kids coming out, taking classes at PayRock. How excited have you been, you know, to see people gravitate to that facility out there that's doing so much good, it looks like?
Oh, we love it. You know, anybody that comes out to this space can understand the amazing opportunities that are here. I mean, we have this great facility to, you know, use the classroom, and we've really tried our best to make it welcoming for everybody to come in and learn something about our natural resources. But we also have these wonderful opportunities to go right outside the PayRock and explore outside, which is really the biggest, you know, I think the biggest asset to the PayRock is just, you know, we can go across, we can take kids out on the trails and talk about the topics that we're covering. We can go out and explore King Lake, talk about pond ecology. There's so many things right at our fingertips right here. And so it's just a wonderful place to be able to learn And, yeah, so we've been very busy, but it's been a lot of fun.
Speaking of that, Daphne, have you and other university administrators and some professors seen maybe some more opportunities for education and maybe even some future partnerships that you hadn't already anticipated when PayRock was started coming on board and officially opened up here recently?
You know, I think that we've had recently a lot of those partnerships were kind of on the minds of people when they were building this place. You know, certainly the relationships we have with KDWP have been excellent, and really we've been able to grow that in many ways. You know, the partnerships we have with just doing, you know, angling and getting people involved with fishing and certainly the trout stocking that we've had going on the public, that's been a very busy place for that kind of thing as well. And, you know, just different community members coming out and seeing what we're about and what opportunities are here. We just continue to invite people to come and check us out if they haven't already. And, we're always looking for making new partnerships, with people that, you know, where we can amplify one another's messages and work when it comes to our natural resources and being good environmental stewards.
Well, let's continue down the PayRock calendar here, and we would imagine that you would be recognizing Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd.
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely. We are very excited for our Earth Day event. We will be doing our activities on Earth Day in the morning, so that's Saturday, April 22nd at the PayRock and around the PayRock from 10 a.m. to noon. And we will have a variety of different kinds of educational activities and stations, including, of course, fishing education stations with KDWP and Phil Taunton, and the Vamos a Pescar group will be here as well. We also will be having KDWP with their invasive aquatic invasive species education tables as well. And then our student groups are students that are doing fisheries and wildlife biology. They're going to have a couple fun stations and events as well. And then we will have the Emporia Arts Center doing nature art, because so much of nature and art can go hand in hand. And so we'll have some fun hands-on activities with that. And then one other thing I wanted to highlight, that we're going to have a story walk and guided nature hikes along the Dale Griner Nature Trail. And these are going to be offered in both English and Spanish. And so we will have some great opportunities to learn about, you know, campus woods and the new campus prairie that was just recently planted. So just lots for people to learn about and explore and enjoy that morning. And then in the afternoon, I recommend people check out the zoo, because the Zoo's Party for the Planet is going to be that afternoon. So we're not going to be overlapping. People can have a whole day to celebrate Earth Day.
Boy, that's a great lineup of activities, and, you know, seemed like things went well last year, even though I don't think the weather was totally cooperative, but, you know,
right.
It's a great way to celebrate Earth Day. And then you also, in another way, you're highlighting some of the native activities coming up in early May as well.
Yeah, exactly. So last year, let me say, I really hope the weather holds out for us. For all of our things that we do, we really love to be outside, but, you know, we live in Kansas, so we do what we can. But we do have another exciting event that we invite the community out to. On Saturday, May 6th, we have our Native Plant Sale, and we'll be working with the Kansas Grassland Heritage Foundation to educate people about our native plants and how they can use them in their gardens and landscapes, and then they'll have the opportunity to purchase them if they'd like. So just a great opportunity. That's going to be Saturday, May 6th from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. here at the PayRock.
All right. The opportunity, the native plant sale, and also, as always, you know, it's not a PayRock event if there aren't educational opportunities tied
right
to it. So you can learn about the native
certainly
plants and how you can put them to work for you on your property. Well, we mentioned, Daphne, it seems like you've got things going on all the time, and it certainly is the case. What about ongoing events like Science Saturdays and Pre-K Science Storytime?
Yeah, so we continue to, you know, be fortunate to have some experts come lead our Science Saturday programs. As much as we can, we like to bring in somebody that's, you know, has a expertise in a certain topic, and that is certainly the case this month. We do have a couple of professors, one our own Rich Sleaser, and one of his former students that's now a professor, that's going to be coming to do our Science Saturday program this month. And that one is going to be coming up. Let me look at our calendar. It's so full.
I know.
Scrolling
I
through.
I believe it's on March 25th. Yeah, March 25th, we're going to be talking about severe weather. Isn't it a great time to have that topic covered?
Pretty timely, yep.
Is, yeah.
So
yep.
Dr. Dorian Burnett is one of Dr. Sleaser's former students, and he's now a professor, and he studies severe weather, and so he'll be coming. We do recommend a higher, this one's more geared for middle school-age students and adults. And so people can get more information on our website. We do ask that people register in advance. It's free, but we do ask that people register so we can have a head count and keep track of our numbers. We also have our pre-K science story time, which has been growing and very popular, and we'll probably look to offering a second one at some point, because that one we have a pond rug that we set up in our classroom, and we read a science story to the kids. And that rug was totally filled last week. So we do limit that to 10 kids. And so it's just, it's wonderful to see the interest growing with that age group and just wanting to really get them excited about science and right from the start and give them these really fun opportunities to learn as well.
Get a bigger rug. Come on.
I know. We need a bigger rug.
Or several rugs. Just do that.
Yeah, exactly. So we do, those are two of our ongoing monthly events that are free and open to the community. We just ask that people, register in advance on our website, and that is www.esupayrock.com. My students that work here, my student assistants, we wouldn't be able to do these programs without their enthusiasm and passion and support, and they've just been absolutely instrumental to the growth of PayRock. So I do have to give a shout out to them and the work that they're doing. And I encourage people to check out our website. Again, it has all the information about PayRock. You can do a virtual tour. It's got information about Dr. Profit and, just all of our events and our outreach team and our research team and all the work that Dr. Bose is doing with her students on King Lake. We get a lot of questions about the kinds of fish that are out there, and that all of that information is on our website. So please do check it out. And then, of course, we do have our Facebook page where people can follow us and stay tuned with what we're up to as well.
So have you noticed a lot of fishing out there at King Lake?
Yes, lots of fishing. Lots of fishing. People have been out there catching lots of fish, so yeah.
Well, that's why there's a lot of people out there, because they are catching a lot of fish.
Yeah, exactly. They keep coming back, and they've been busy. They've been out there, and it's been fun to see that.
Good deal.
Yeah, what a busy place, and what a grand addition to Emporia State University, the Profit Aquatic Research and Outreach Center, and I would assume too, quite a recruiting tool for those interested in the sciences, in biology. And Daphne kind of alluded to that. So keep up the great work. It's always good to talk to you. There's always something to talk about.
You.
Yeah, happening at the PayRock.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Hey, Daphne. Thanks.
Thanks,
Appreciate
Daphne. It. Take care.
You too.
All right. Dr. Daphne Mays, Outreach and Engagement Coordinator at Profit Aquatic Research and Outreach Center.